This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, my brothers and sisters, the part of our aqidah, our creed, that the Makkans, the Quraysh and the other people of Makkah, they had the most trouble with was the idea of resurrection. That after you die, you will be resurrected and called before Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا دَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا فِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. And then Allah said, بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah said, they say that how is it possible after we die and we become one with the earth, we disintegrate, we decompose, are we going to be resurrected again, brought back alive again? And Allah is responding to that and is saying, بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Yes, indeed that will happen. And you are making kufr against your Rabb. You are denying the meeting with your Rabb. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared and said, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah said, say to them, you will die. There's no doubt about this. You will die. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ. And Malakul Maut has been set upon you to take your soul and bring you to your Rabb. I remind myself and you that this problem of yaqeen, and I'm not talking about intellectual understanding, I'm not talking about, you know, just lip service, and yaqeen is in the belly, deep down. The problem of this yaqeen, may Allah have mercy on us, continues to this day with us. Illa mashallah, whoever Allah has given the yaqeen, may Allah give them istiqamat. But others, this is the problem. Do we truly believe? And that's why we have to look at ourselves in the mirror and ask ourselves, do I really believe that I will stand before Allah? Do I really believe that? And if the answer is yes, then what in my life, what in my actions, what in my speech, what in my decisions is evidence of this, is proof of this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to be satisfied with our... In any case, all this yakitiyak is only for this dunya. All these nice words and so on. In the khabar, there is no yakitiyak. Al-yawma nakhtibu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. Allah said very clearly, this will be sealed. Hands will speak, feet will speak, eyes will speak, ears will speak, the skin will speak. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the people will question their own skin. How is it that you are speaking? How is it you are bearing witness against me? And the skin, the body will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the power to speak. And this is one of the many reasons for us to deeply and sincerely study our aqidah, our creed. What do you believe? What do you believe? What do I believe? What keeps me in that belief? What takes me out of that belief? For example, today somebody sent me a video. I won't mention the name because as long as the man is alive, we have hope for his hidayah. But one of our very famous, he calls himself a lapsed Muslim. So I have to use that word. Lapsed Muslim film actors. Very famous in India. Muslim guy with a Muslim name. He says... And he said it in Urdu, which is even more, impertinent, even more, doesn't sound nice. I will not repeat the Urdu, but I'll translate it into English. He says, you know, I always find this very strange that Allah Mia is sitting on top there and he's looking at everybody. What is he doing? What's it? And he's taking notes. He must be very busy. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran and said that to joke. Joke, not even believing it, just joking about Allah and about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said, "Qad kafartum bada imanikum."
Allah said, you have left the faith after you had brought faith. Joking about Allah and about Rasulullah ﷺ, and about Allah means about the Zat of Allah, about the promises of Allah. All of this takes us out of Islam. It is as serious as that.
Today we live in a world and we live in a society where everything is a joke. Everything is a joke. People in this society, supposed to be a Christian country, people make jokes about Isa alayhi salam or Jesus. They make jokes about Musa alayhi salam, Moses.
Not us, we cannot do that. We cannot even make jokes about Isa and Musa. We cannot make jokes about Muhammad Rasulullah. And anybody who jokes about Allah and His promises, any of these things, exit from Islam. So seriously, do you have yaqeen in the akhirah?
I'll give you a mashq that my sheikh used to tell us. He would say, Allah had said, He will seal the lips and the hand will talk and the feet will talk and so on. So he said, look at your right hand. Look at your right hand and imagine this right hand is speaking. What does it say? He used to make us write notes. So look at your right hand. Imagine this. Because there's no imagination. This you are imagining today. That day it will happen. So this right hand is going to speak. Now what is this right hand saying about you? About what you made it do. Right? Write that down. If that is good, alhamdulillah, if it is not good, then do something about it. Make istighfar and tawbah. Then he would go the whole east and then look at the left hand. Then ask your eyes. Then my ears are speaking. My whole body is speaking. What is my body saying about me? And the danger of this witness is that you can deny anybody else, but you can't deny your own body. You cannot deny your own hands and feet and eyes and ears. Today we have situations where Muslims are living lives. May Allah have mercy. Somebody sent me information saying Muslims have live-in girlfriends, live-in boyfriends. And they say, what is the point of getting married? I'm faithful to her. I'm faithful to him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in the best form. Just imagine this, right? Allah created us in the best form. Ahsana khalaq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the best deen. Raditu lakumul Islam adina. And He gave us His Habib, His Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to follow. He sent on us His kalam, His book, His actual speech. After getting all of this, we want to trash it for any shahwa, which is just lust and physical attraction, which we are permitted to satisfy in a halal way. Nobody stopped you. Allah showed us the right way to do that. But no, I must do it in the wrong way. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. My brothers and sisters, really, we are reaching a time in this world where all of this game playing is not going to help. The game playing never helps anyway, but I'm just saying right now we are in a state where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tightening the screws. One after the other. Just read. This is why I say the problem is people don't read. I say read history for God's sake. And you don't have to read ancient history, modern history. Every single place where Muslims were under a tyrant, when that tyrant fell, a worse tyrant came in his place. I'll give you name after name after name. You thought that the tyranny is over. You thought that this jabber is over. You thought that this jabber is gone. Yes, that jabber went. A bigger jabber came in his place.
Every single instance, you find me one instance where Muslims have been relieved and they are living happily. Not one day, not one place. Every place is the same story. When will we learn?
When are we going to learn? Because we know, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُوْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَى.
It's not magic. It's not happening by itself. Allah has created, Allah is sending. If Allah had sent a tyrant and then Allah removed that tyrant and Allah sent the worst tyrant, what is the message?
Or you say, no, Allah did not do this. Someone else did it. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. No.
We have to correct ourselves. And it begins with me, individual. Learn the deen for God's sake. Take time, take trouble, sit down with people. Alhamdulillah, we have people. Maulana Zia, may Allah bless him. Every other Friday he has Darsi in Baitul Salam on Aqeedah. Please go there. Go there feeling that it is my dire need. It is a need which is even more necessary than life and death. Because death will happen anyway, right? Death is inevitable. Jahannam is not inevitable. Jahannam we earn. No need to go there.
If we do not even study our basic creed, what is it you believe? Even that if we don't know, where to begin from? You tell me. Where should we begin? So please, let us go, let us study. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless the ulama. They take the time and trouble to study and to prepare durus. They take the trouble, they prepare the durus, they come, they deliver and so on. All we need to do is to just take ourselves and go sit there and listen with attention. Even that if we cannot do, either we don't go, or if you go, you are sitting with your phone, or you're talking to your friend.
Then how will we learn? If we make no effort to learn, believe me, that will not change the reality. Ignorance is not a defense in law, either in worldly law or the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ignorance is not defense. You can't say, I did not know. Yes, you knew. After Muhammad Rasulullah came, after the Quran came, you knew. Period. Alhamdulillah, Allah sent the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah is sending teacher after teacher. Allah is sending dars after dars. We cannot say, I did not know. Then what are we going to say? Let us study our religion. It's a beautiful religion. And then let us apply it in our lives, not just to talk. Apply it in our lives. It must be visible in our speech, in our actions, in our decisions, in our society, in our environment, in our homes, in our businesses. And that is what attracts people to this deen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to do this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless those who are taking the time and trouble to teach us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward them with the best of the best in dunya wal akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to take full advantage of this and to ensure that we learn and then we put that into practice. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.